بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter باب الوعظ والاقتصاد فيه. The chapter on advising people and being brief when doing so. In other words, don't make the advice too long, unnecessarily, you know. Sometimes advices will need to be long, but as a general point, that advice should be kept short and to the point, should be kept palatable, sweet, acceptable to people. It doesn't need to be diluted. It doesn't have to be put in such a way where the actual facts of Deen and Islam are being compromised in any way. But at the same time, it doesn't need to be unnecessarily stretched, unnecessarily made also. We find very often a person is invited to a walima, for example. Now, the object of the walima is to feed people. There is not an occasion now of giving a bayan. But you find it's becoming now a trend and habit. People have come there to eat. The sunnah is to come and participate in the meal after the husband and wife get together. Now it is a sunnah practice for the boy's side, not even joint, but for the boy's side to now feed. Even if it is a small get-together of just a few people, that will also suffice. But nowadays what happens, it becomes trend that now at the occasion of the walima also, we need a speaker to be there, we need a loudspeaker, need somebody to read a qiraat, and somebody to give a talk. So these sort of things are not things that are encouraged in our deen, in our sharia, that every opportunity, every occasion, now we start giving advices all the time. And what happens is people now lose interest. The person that's sitting there, Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahab, he says the person while the bayan is on, now he's eating papar, and he's eating salad, and he's having cold drink, and he's eating the chevra that's there. So his mind is on the food, and he's been invited to eat the food, but what is happening is now he has to wade through this bayan. It's as though that bayan is a burden on him. Whereas the bayan not supposed to be a burden, it's something that people listen with talab and shock and desire. They've come for food, and unnecessarily we are delaying. I'm just using this as one example. And then he goes on to say that the haqq of the guest is the haqq and the right of the guest, is that when he is there, he doesn't get delayed. His rights are fulfilled immediately. And one of the rights of a guest that has come to eat is the food be served immediately. The food doesn't get prolonged. So sometimes we think we're doing a good thing, but we're eating away the right of the guest. And the right of the guest is to be served and to be taken care of, to be honored. And in honoring the guest, you don't have to make him eat papar and salad and cold drink. Let him eat the main food that he has come for. So he would say that this is not the occasion now to start giving bayans. We did the hadith yesterday where Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had a majlis. Every Thursday he would have a majlis. And somebody told him, Hazrat, why don't you have a majlis every day? So he says, I do not want to tire you. I do not want to make you bored by having a majlis every day, a talk every day. I don't want to make you bored. I want to take you, or I'm taking you into consideration, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took us into consideration, and he never had a speech and a talk every day. So this thing about sitting in the car and listening to the talk, going home and the radio is on and the talk is on, looking at the phone and listening to talks all the time, this actually will take away the desire in our hearts to listen to dini talks. So if there is a dini talk, there is a dini program, or there is a session of hadith, etc., ideally it should be kept to the extent that people can manage and people can handle. So today's hadith also is on a similar thing. We'll do it and we'll explain a little bit. An Abil Yaqdan Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Inna tula salatir rajuli wa qisara khutbatihi ma'innatun min fiqhin fa'atilu salata wa aqsiru al-khutbata, rawahu Muslim. Abul Yaqzan Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, performing long salah and delivering short sermons. In other words, a person that performs long salah and he keeps his speech short is a sign of a person's intelligence. What a beautiful thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, that the person himself performs long salah. His salah, he stretches it, but his bayans, he keeps it short. He keeps it sweet, he keeps it concise. To the point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is a sign of intelligence. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say that lengthen the salah and shorten the sermons. Lengthen the salah and shorten the sermons. In other words, when you're talking to Allah Ta'ala, lengthen it. As much as you can lengthen it, lengthen it. That is the time now to lengthen, is when you're in salah. But when you're giving speeches, when a person is speaking, and try and be concise. Not to say a person mustn't speak at all or shouldn't speak at all, but ideally do not speak to such an extent where people now are getting irritated and losing interest in something that they should have interest in. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq or making amal, practicing, looking after the interest of our guests, looking after the rights of every single person. In that way, by taking care of everyone's rights, then automatically we will take care of the rights of Shariat. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.